Well, Thanksgiving has come and gone. My mom used to say that was a favorite holiday because it was about family and food. I agree with the sentiment, but, you know, for some, family and food can be stressful too. Thanksgiving is crazy busy at the A&P, as you can imagine. Folks stocking up on pumpkin pie filling, stuffing mix, jello, miniature marshmallows, and whatnot. Just like with everything in life, there are those who plan ahead, picking up non-perishable items a week or two before the holidays, and there are those that wait till the last minute, then throw a hissy fit when we're out of something. I see one exhausted middle-aged woman after another, shuffling along like a zombie, shopping cart brimming, smooshed up shopping list clutched in a hand, eyeing that big bottle of wine thinking, just wait till I get you home, little buddy. Every now and then, though, a relaxed woman of a certain age comes to my register. I already know what's going on, but I ask just to be sure. All ready for Thanksgiving? Yeah, going to my daughter's. So all I need to bring is a couple of pies. Oh boy, it feels good to pass the torch, doesn't it? Oh, you have no idea. My favorite part of Thanksgiving? Cooking with my sister Irene. We shoo everyone out of the kitchen so we can chop and peel in peace. Irene and me have a comfortable rhythm. Chatting, laughing, and getting it done. Putting post-its on the dishes so we don't forget anything, just like our mom used to do. My least favorite part of the ritual is the rush at the end of cooking. No matter how prepared you are, once that bird is out of the oven, it's a race to the finish line, all hands on deck. Jimbo carves the turkey, Irene makes gravy, Charlie mashes the potatoes, I microwave veggies that were cooked earlier and hand them off to my niece Caitlin to put on the table. Someone light the candles and don't forget the rolls. We all sit down, and once that one person who goes to the bathroom at the last minute joins us, we dig in. The food is delicious, of course, and we all eat way too much and then ask what's for dessert. And like every year, I'm filled with such gratitude for those I love, the ones sitting at the table and the ones who are no longer here but present nonetheless. We give thanks and pass the potatoes. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.